G'day, Gareth.
G'day, Jimmy. Great time of the year. NRL Grand Final and Super Saturday, of course, at Randwick on the day before. So plenty to look forward to, mate.
All right, mate. Let's get to these three group ones at Royal Randwick, starting with the Flight Stakes. Fireburn is the Golden Slipper winner. And I tell you what, there's a lot of people thinking that she's going to run well. Thoughts?
Well, we had Gary Portelli on Giddy Up this morning, and he says that he's happy enough with her, but the little scare that he had at the start of the week after her really good run in the Golden Roses, she just didn't eat up as well as she usually does, and she's a great eater. So at the price, I'd probably be just taking her on just a little bit come Saturday. I think that she's extremes at a big price. I think she can run a big race on Saturday. I thought her effort in the Golden Rose wasn't too bad, and she should posse up a little bit closer from this draw for Tommy Berry. And I think at the $6.50, she could be the play. And even a horse like Sue Gotcha that's well thought of in the market, I like the way that she went about it as well at her first two starts this preparation, which have been both wins. So I'm just taking Fireburn on Saturday in the Flight Stakes. I think she's extreme. Each way could be the play.
Okay, all right. Very interesting. Let's go to the Epson. I keep having a listener. I'm trying to think, there might be 554. Keep going hard at top ranked. Now into 440, second favourite. What do you like here?
Well, on with top rank, we had Luke Murrell on from Australian Bloodstock on Giddy Up. I think it was yesterday. And I asked him about top rank, and he said, Gareth, this is the best horse right now in the country. Forget Adamo. Forget Zaki. He is the best horse. So if he's the best horse in the country, he should be winning the Epsom. And then he'd be hard to beat in a Cox Plate and then the McKinnon for the Australian Bloodstock team. So at 460, even with the heavy track, I think he's just got too much class for his rivals. I think his biggest danger is Ice Bath. And Nimalee at a price for Matty Smith, who's based at Warwick Farm. His team's going great guns at the moment. I'd give her a chance at 14. But I think top rank might be able to make a statement there on Saturday in the Epsom, Jimmy.
Yeah. All right, we'll be looking on if that one. Might even be having a little play in that one as well. Now, we've got the Metropolitan here and then the Turnbull down at Flemington, mate. Even outside of that, do you have a best for the punters this weekend?
Well, I think Ladon DeVee's going to be mighty hard to beat in the Metropolitan. Kira Maher, David Eustace, James McDonald. He loves a heavy track. I think he just posies up nice and close. And he'll be too strong. I had Bjorn Baker on the show this morning. He gave us a really good push in the Premier Stakes for Overpass. This horse was gallon defeat behind Nature's Trip the other day. So I think he can run a big race. And I'm with Gold Trip. Geez, he's short enough now in the Turnbull Stakes. But I think he can cap off a big weekend for Australian Bloodstock. And I just hope Joaz for Edward Cummings runs a big race in the Turnbull, and then she can look forward to maybe the Caulfield Cup or a Cox Plate later on in the spring, Jimmy.
Jamie Carr, $3.60 Gold Trip at topsport.com.au. I know you love your footy, mate. I know you're a Manly man, but do you have a winner out of Penrith and Parramatta?
I got a real soft spot. He's one of my favourites. He started off with at Manly, Clint Gutherson. So I hope Gutho can just put the foot down, show a turn of foot a little bit like an animo, and this is his time to shine and deliver for Parramatta. Geez, he's a good kid, and hopefully he can get the job done. He's not a kid anymore, but yeah, I love Gutho. So hopefully he can get the job done for the Eels.
And a little bit of Gutherino. At the completion of the match, eh? That sounds good. Hey, mate, awesome.
He'd be relaxing, Gutho, on a Saturday watching the races. There's no doubt about that.
Is that right? Does he like the races?
Yeah, he loves the races.
Very good. Make sure you're listening in tomorrow for Giddy Up with Gareth, SEN Track. As we say, it's a great time of the year with the spring upon us now. Good on you, mate. Enjoy your weekend.
Good on you, Jimmy. See you, mate. Bye.
Gareth Hall there with all the latest. As I say, check that out. If you're enjoying this podcast, make sure to tune in from midday, Monday to Thursday, till 3 p.m. on 1170 SEN.